Okay, please, seats. We're going to start out. Instead of the approval of the agenda, take your seats, please. Instead of the approval of the agenda, we're going to go to announcements and we'll come back to the approval of the agenda and approval of the minutes. So, anyone who has an announcement, please come to the microphone.
Good. Hi, everyone. I'm Grace from NYPIRG, the New York Public Interest Research Group. Last semester, we were able to register 1,400 new students to vote, and this semester, another about 500. So if you're a professor, if you have time in class, just remind students the New York primary is Tuesday, April 19th. So just remind your students to get out the vote. Polls will be open from 6 to 9 p.m. If they are working, they're required to their employer is required to give them time off to vote. So just remind them of that. Thank you so much.
My name is Ben Chitty. I'm a member of the Executive Committee of the Queens College Chapter of the Professional Staff Congress, and I'm here on behalf of Professor David Gerwin, who's the acting chapter chair. I want to just give you a quick update on the contract campaign. As you know, the New York State budget, which was passed and signed by the governor, did not include any funding for retroactive labor settlements at CUNY. Despite the fact that in all three versions of budget proposals, from the governor, from the Senate, and from the Assembly, funding had been set aside, earmarked for labor settlements at CUNY. But it didn't make it into the final budget. The union will continue now to focus especially on lobbying in Albany to try to get a separate bill passed, similar to last year's maintenance of effort bill, to fund a retroactive labor settlement at the City University. The union will also continue to negotiate with the university on a new contract. In fact, there are two negotiation sessions scheduled for during the break. And finally, the union will continue its campaign for a strike authorization vote. The balloting, though the union, the leadership does not plan to have any call for any job actions this spring. Certainly not while the legislature is considering funding a retroactive settlement. The balloting for the strike authorization will be conducted by the American Arbitration Association May 2nd through May 11th. Paper ballots will be mailed to every person who has been a dues-paying union member for the last 4 months. If the union has a home address, the ballot will go there. Otherwise, it will go to the member's college address. Ballots will also be distributed by email with unique personal identification numbers assigned to each member. Again, the email will go to a personal email address if the union has one on file, otherwise to the college or university email address. And that will also contain, the email will also contain instructions for voting by telephone using that PIN. So there'll be three different ways to vote, though you can only vote once. You can vote by paper, by telephone, or by email, but only vote once. The union will not know who votes, just how many members have voted. There are 18,400 eligible union members in the Professional Staff Congress. At least half of them must vote for the results to be valid. And the votes will be announced on May 12th, the day after balloting closes. If any department would like to meet with the union representative to discuss the strike authorization ballot, please contact Acting Chair Professor David Gerwin from Secondary Education and Youth Services to schedule a meeting with him or some other member of the chapter executive committee. And just final notes. You may or may not have heard that California State University authorized a strike last fall, and then a week before the strike was due to start, the Regents signed a new contract with the faculty of California State, which is the largest system in the country. And finally, as some of you already know, some of the people who work for CUNY and for Queens College have already started being paid. Those are members of unions whose contracts, whose pay rates are set not by CUNY but or by the governor, but by the New York City comptroller. The carpenters were the first ones to get paid. And the rest of those Labor Law 220 and Labor Law 230 unions that are controlled by the city comptroller, mostly construction trades and building services trades, they will get paid over the next few days, weeks, and months. And that money will come out of our operating budget. Any questions? You do have to vote, yes. I'm not sure of the wording of Barbara's email. I have it here. But in any case, the ballots will go out, and that's the ballot that will count.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Professor Weeks with the Department of Drama, Theater, and Dance, and we would like to invite everyone to the Student Choreography Showcase, which is happening on May 11th through the 15th. There are 8 students who have been working incredibly hard and are doing a fabulous job in creating works. It's also student lighting designers and student choreographers, and we really hope you can join us because it's going to be a fabulous show.
Any further announcements, reports, memorials?
Yeah, just one more thing. Next Monday and Wednesday, we'll be holding a textile recycling drive. So if anybody has any clothing or material, textile material that can't be donated to a charity, any ripped textiles, basically, you can bring them. I'll be in front of the student union as part of our Earth Day Festival. You can bring them to the student union between 11 and 2 p.m. Monday and Wednesday. And they'll be going to Wearable Collections. It's a company that makes something out of textiles. Thank you.
Okay, let's continue then with item number 3. Today's guest speaker is Dr. John Anderjack, Dean of Students and the Executive Director of Student Development. A lot of times I know I'll talk about this or that, the other thing. I think the best thing I can say is John and I have worked together very closely for the last 7 years, 8 years. And John, we've always gotten the job done. It's been a pleasure working with you, and I'd like to welcome you up here now.
Thank you. What most people don't know about Manny is that he hasn't been on the election committee for about 4 years, but still does a majority of the work. He just doesn't want to be involved in any of the complaints in politics. So I'm presenting today on student development, which is an area within student affairs. And one of those areas is the student union, and our director of administrative services is Steve Aiello. He handles the management day-to-day of the building and all the finances for the Student Services Corp, which is the fund for the student union. His colleague is Carolette Nicholson, and she does all the funding for the College Association, which funds the clubs, the organizations, and the activities that they put on. For many of you, I apologize, this is probably just a review. Judy Krinitz is the Associate Director of Student Life, and she works with our clubs, our organizations, and our leadership programs. Did anyone see Jose Vargas yesterday? This is an example of our, thank you for coming. This is an example of one of our many wonderful leadership programs. He is the recognized expert on undocumented students. Okay, there we go. Sienna Stone is one of our 2 new coordinators of student life. She works with the Greeks as well as the yearbook, other clubs and organizations. She worked with Rabbi Shor on the Martin Luther King trip. For those of you who are familiar with In the Footsteps of Martin Luther King, she worked on that trip. She was the advisor, and she did a lot of the paperwork. There we go. Severino Randazzo, or Sev, is our other new student life coordinator, and I put big, bold, in red. He works with me and Manny on elections. He has that joy. This year, Manny asked me to say something briefly about elections. We still had a 25% voter turnout, even though the students were running unopposed, which is remarkable. We normally have about a 32 or 33% voter turnout, and for 7 years in a row, we had the highest voter turnout of any student elections in the City University of New York. I give all the credit to our student association and our student leaders. I have not yet found out how we fared this year, because we dropped down to 25%. The average voter turnout at a college or university in student elections is about 5 to 7%. So 25% is actually remarkable. Jane Nevin Shade is the office manager for the Student Life Office. I think she has been here literally in one form or another since she was a teenager. She knows where all the bodies are buried. She has relationships with many of you, and she's been very helpful to us over the years. Dennis Torres is our new Veterans Outreach Specialist. He's sort of setting the world on fire. He works with Lorraine in certifying the veterans and making sure they get their VA benefits. We are a veterans-friendly school. He does orientation programs for them and programming. And he's doing a really wonderful job. I suggest that you go to room 320 in the Student Union and see the new Veterans Lounge. Many politicians who have visited and people from the VA say that we have the best Veterans Lounge in the City of New York. However, I've been told by many people that they probably make that announcement at every school they attend. But we'll take it. We'll take it. Manny Avila, many of you may be familiar with him. He is the Assistant Director of Judicial Affairs and Service Learning. And you may interact with him when it comes to academic integrity. If you had a student in your class who violated the academic integrity policy, you may have sent them to Manny. But more importantly, he does service learning trips. 2 years in a row, we went to New Orleans to work on Habitat for Humanity. The 2 years following that, we helped local people with Sandy. They took hacksaws and sledgehammers to homes, cleaned out storage units that were flooded. It was a messy but rewarding job. Maria Ordonez is our social work intern in the office, and why her picture didn't appear, I don't know, but she made the slideshow, so I don't feel so bad. Again, just to mention that we work with the Rabbi Shor on the Martin Luther King service learning trip. And this year, for the first time ever, we went to the Horse Boy Ranch, and we worked with young people, children, who are on the spectrum with equestrian therapy, horses and autistic children. And it was a very rewarding experience. I think it was a life-altering experience for many of the students who went. Austin is a wonderful place to visit. Here they all are. There is actually a movie called Horse Boy about him and his son and going through Mongolia on horseback to heal his son. It's a remarkable documentary, so I recommend it. It's called Horse Boy, and it is on Netflix. And there we all are at the end of the trip. And that's that. Are there any questions? Yes.
You mentioned somebody connected to the Greek club.
fraternities and sororities, although we do have Icaros, which is one of our best organizations, the religious organization, we have a small but thriving Greek life. Yes, that was fraternities and sororities. Okay, if there are no other questions, I'll let you get on with your meeting. Thank you for having me.
Before we go back to the approval of agenda, anyone who has not signed in, please come forward, sign in, because we want to have every vote counts. Okay, let's go back. The approval of the agenda. Okay. Any amendments, changes, etc.? Or any corrections? All right, seeing none, then I'm going to ask for unanimous consent. All in favor? Okay. Item number 2, approval of the Academic Senate meetings of March 10th. Amendments, corrections, changes, deletions, additions? Okay, any objection to unanimous consent? No, seeing none? The minutes are approved. There are no special motions, number 4, so we can go directly to number 5. These are committee reports, and the first committee will be the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee, dated March 10th.
I'd like to move the minutes of the March 10th Undergraduate Curriculum Committee meeting and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Okay, seeing none then. Minutes are approved. Graduate Curriculum Committee, again, I'm sorry, March 16th.
I move that the Senate accept the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes dated March 16th.
Stephen?
Stephen Grover, philosophy. I have just an editorial thing which I'm then going to use to make a slightly larger point. So on page six. Media studies is replacing social change with social justice in the title of the course and then also in the description of the course. But in the last sentence or the last line, that leads to this extremely infelicitous abiding struggles over injustice, exploitation, and social justice, which is repetitive or pleonastic, whereas, of course, before it said social change, which actually is a totally different thing from social justice. But I think that probably you should just strike injustice and exploitation and just put social justice there. Now, the larger point, of course, is that social justice isn't ideologically neutral here, and this is a program which is, as you look at the requirements for matriculation, requiring social justice and a pressure or movement towards social justice in the people applying for the program, and even offering to support their movement for social change. And I'm quite certain that there are certain movements for social change that the faculty wouldn't support. And I think there's a kind of ideological thing buried in social justice here, which is, after all, a thoroughly contested concept, which is being smuggled in place of the rather more neutral term social change.
Stephen, let me make sure then, if eliminating injustice and exploitation is all you want to do, then we can consider that a editorial change. Okay, so if that's the case, any objection to the editorial change?
I don't have objections to the edit. And seeing that there's no one from media studies here, I see I have no objection.
Okay, so then we'll strike those two words. Those are editorial changes. And we still have then unanimous consent on the floor. Any objections to unanimous consent? Seeing none then, the minutes are approved. Yes. Next item is the nominating committee, dated April 14th.
The nominating committee asks for unanimous consent for the slate of nominees in your agenda, in your packet.
Any objections to unanimous consent? All right, seeing none, motion passes. We have no old business, so we're going to go to new business, number 7A, new business. Okay, it should come up any second. This is the schedule for the fall 2016 and spring 2017 Academic Senate meetings. Any objections? We checked through a Jesuit calendar that helps us with the Christian. We went through Uri Cohen's office, helps us with the Jewish studies, and actually we did know, no, we checked. We don't think we've violated any holidays here. All right, if there's no objections, I'll ask for unanimous consent on the meetings for 2016-17 of the Senate. Item 7B. Two Senate meetings ago, we passed changes for the Committee on Athletic Policy. And what happens now is that that committee has a faculty member on it. It's a two-year term, and it's Michael Toner. The way the bylaws that you passed two Senate terms ago asked that the president nominate a faculty member and that the Senate approve. You cannot change it. You can only say yes or no. No nominations from the floor, no changes. So now I'm asking the Senate yes or no on Michael Toner.
Can we refuse until there's a new president?
Excuse me?
Can we refuse to vote on it until there's a new president?
You know, I was going to tell Phyllis if this went through without any bumps. I was going to say, Phyllis, tell Mitch that it's easy to do this. Stephen, I think you've given us a bump, so don't write to Mitch McConnell. Unanimous consent? Okay, no objection. So Michael Toner is the faculty representative. We now have the same committee, same everything. The Senate shall approve the nomination of three student athletic board members. These three students were selected, nominated by the Student Athletic Board. Again, we cannot change it, we cannot add, we cannot take away. This is, again, a yes or a no on the three students. Okay, I thought we had them up there. The three students, Thomas Zaki, Elizabeth Joa, and Robbie Webster. I ask for unanimous consent on this. Okay, seeing no objections. Unanimous consent for the three members of the Student CAP Committee.
Mr. Chair, the last item on the agenda is also related to the Committee on Athletic Policy, and this is actually a little cleanup resolution. Two meetings ago, we changed the bylaws and created the new version of the Committee on Athletic Policy, but also in the standing rules, there was a section on grants and aid, and that section actually is currently in violation of the NCAA rules. So I'm going to move to delete the section on athletic policy, delete rule number 11, and refer the issue of grants and aid to the Committee on Athletic Policy for their action, and then just renumber the rest of the standing rules. And I seek unanimous consent.
Any changes, additions, deletions, subtractions, questions? So this was not done as part of the cap rules because this was not part of the committee. However, once we passed the committee, this became obsolete. All right, no objections. Then we pass the delete rule number 11 of the standing rules.
There's nothing else on the agenda. I move to adjourn.
All right. Sometimes it's hard to find my back.